Okay, Gerlin.
On this exhibit B that we have dated February 20th, 2014,
move to approve exhibit B dated February 20th, 2014.
We already had a motion.
Living essentially.
No, I got it. I have a valid second to the motion for
okay.
All. And thank you for getting that. I didn't forget about it.
Discussion, gentlemen. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Who's nay? Motion carries.
The last group here is a letter. It's from the collector. They report your payments. So that's where someone has purchased the property over the counter. And the old bills have to be dated so it can be changed on
the. Is that just what's included on the front page, or is it multiple?
This is all
more than
the, this is all of the
around to you, and what this is, it looks like, are three property numbers. And it's okay, as I understand it, the deposit represents multiple years. A letter from the collector said, the collector's office has sold three properties for your sale for RSMO 140.250. The 2008-2012 taxes must be abated on the following, and this is a listing of what it is. I'll start this one. Is that what this is? This is different. Oh, this one with the first one? Okay.
And this was the personal property refund.
Okay. So for the sixth that we have.
If you gentlemen are interested, we had a recent meeting yesterday on the sale, and there's a couple of commissioners there and an attorney and the state auditor. About the problems that are due to the economy at different counties, and they gave numbers of how many that the counties are ending up with. Like when they have trustees, and one county had 2,700, and then we have, like, this fourth year, we didn't plan on this, but we have about 100 and something, and third year sales that come through this year. If you were said that we need some kind of discuss tax sale, I don't know if we can start talking now. You know, maybe some kind of discuss it.
Does it have bearing on?
The abatement?
No.
It just has, if there'll be, whatever we can sell one, the fourth year, anything that I can sell it for, the fourth year, we'll sell it. And the tax
community. I think we can chat about future sales because it's important, so I don't have a problem with that as far as.
When you don't have a trustee, your third year sale that goes before the sale, and the fourth, then after that, they're sold over the counter. And so whatever they're sold for, the difference in taxes have to be abated off and that same thing. My policy on the third is that I will not take lower than the tax amount, and there's, because the third year of the counter sale, has to be, the legal requirements have to be the same as the third year sale that's done, and that's a 9-day waiting period. So I don't want to take anything below the taxes and to have any abatement even handled, and then if the owner were to come in, unlikely that it would happen, if the owner would come in that 9-day period, they need to pay everything as if it was for sale. If you own the property,
I
go ahead.
Once we reach the third year sale, mm-hmm. a buyer can purchase the property for any amount of money, correct? Or do you want
after to after it goes through the third year sale. At the sale, they have to pay the bill.
In other words, because if they bid, then they bid for what property is at all costs that are associated
with it. Cash is interest in
the right. And they can buy it. Nobody buys it. We can turn around and sell it to them.
we can. On the fourth year sale, we will, but a third year one.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
My question is, do...
Why would they get it at a sale? Mm-hmm. If they want the...
Let's say that there's $1,500 of it. Mm-hmm. They could turn around then fairly quickly and buy it for a dollar ticket and make an offer.
Mm-hmm. They could. I won't do it on a third year sale. I have...
I mean, following the third year sale.
Yeah, the fourth year sale. Yeah, if it goes through...
So for the fourth year sale, there is a definite time then that we have that opportunity to buy it at the fourth year sale?
I'm sorry, ask again.
Is there a regular date or an advertised time to sell those at
the fourth year sale? This year, due to the nature of having as many as we have and having interest expressed in the courthouse, before I put the list out after 2 weeks and we got all of our work together, we put the list on the web and it was advertised that you could, you know, they could buy it then, and they just come in and they make an offer. You won't have, but due to the nature of this year, I did a 30-day, I did a sealed bid. I put it on the web, advertised in the paper, and they submit a sealed bid and we open them and so forth. I sold four that way. They're there, people, and that's what I said at the meeting yesterday, is the problem, because they were suggesting, there was a couple of commissioners there, and they were suggesting you get with your commission, your all those involved, the parties you discussed, try to come to a solution. That Tenney County doesn't have, I think Stone County, for how many she said they had, over 2,000 something that they're holding, maybe more than that, and they will... Their commission, and actually it's not legal, I don't think, but they will not take, unless they've got a trustee, they will not take below that full amount that's on there. And she said the reason that was, I don't know, I'm getting off course here, was because they had a NID on them, and the county had the NID, so it's the county's money on that. So the county is having to pay for that NID out of the county general revenue.
Really?
Yes. And so that's the reason they're in this position right now. But that's unique. And so it brought me to ask, we have our SID, Branson Hills SID. I had, like, I just made myself quite big. And this would be a second year old. I had, I think, 200 from, you know, there. I had four that sold after that, after sale. And those four were people that owned the lot next to it, and they knew what the SID amount was. And the SID amount on some of these are $1,500. That's mainly.
Don't go ahead.
Okay. So the bank had elected, the reason they went is the bank elected to let them go. They didn't see future in it. And so there's been many calls in regard to this and what's going to happen. The state board's called the HC. A husband bought one himself, and it'll go from Branson into his name. But
would we be wiser as a county to have a trustee? Do you think or not have a trustee?
I think you have the same issue either way. That's what this one locking in, I think, is that they had a trustee and they can't sell. They described what the you've got the same rules to go by, and you know, my work would be cut down immensely, because anything that goes through the third year sale that doesn't sell is just turned over to the trustee, and then they, something I think we do need to look at, and I don't know if you're going to not, is we do not have to advertise, because our advertising cost is just going, so if I've got anything under $1,000 that's been on the sale for X number of years, and after it's went through the 3 years of sale, and in the same subdivision, I can post those in the office and say the list is posted here and put on the web as posted, and then not be advertised in the paper. Where right now we run everything like my fourth year sales that are on this that will be in there again this year. The way it is right now, I run them in the paper again and offer them that way. But it's not necessary. I could talk to the programmer and pull those out and have those posted in the office. Of course, they're offered year-round anyway. The thing that I said that Taney County has, it's not the assessment, but they were talking about changing the statute that says how the commission can lower the assessed value to make it sellable if they see it will not bring, you can do that on any property, compromise the taxes if it will not bring what it's due against it. The penalties and interest have occurred so much. These fourth-year sales, they just don't want them. Up until 2008, when the real estate was high and everything, I was selling everything, and I didn't have the, since then you'll see that how that's accumulated. Before that time, you sold about 30% before, well, the other times when the gaming.
Didn't I understand you say that there are properties that fall within that SIP north of Branson that did not sell, third-year sale, and so
no.
Somebody kept them? No, okay.
It will be my second. Last year was the first year that I had them on the sale. I only sold four of them. They still aren't paid. The bank elected to let them go and not pay them. The bank had picked them up before, and I was in contact with them up until the last, and they told me no. We're going to eat it. And so they will be a second year sale this year. They have been calling the SID board and the banks, the bonding company that has them, keeping track of what and want to know the laws on it. And this was a discussion yesterday because the SID board didn't think that I could write off the SID tax like you do the assessed value of the property, the schools and such. They didn't think, and they're going to challenge that, and it's not getting, it's new territory, it's not happened yet. And I was told yesterday, the consensus was, and the attorney that was there, although I wouldn't put stock in that when he was the attorney for Phelps County, that yes, the SID would be done just like, because you collect it like all others, you get the county gets the 1% and so forth, that if it went through the third year sale, that they could be, that you could go in and you could buy that lot at whatever you bought it at, and the SID could be written off just like that was what. So the bank that has the bonding on this knows that. We've talked at length. And they have enough reserves to still pay the bond, the SID board does, on to the holders of this for a little while. But I don't know what happened there, but the bank somehow still has to do something. But they're aware of it. Anyway, an answer, trustee, that's strictly whatever you gentlemen want to do.
Are there still a lot of trustees across the state? I don't know the answer.
They asked yesterday to help hold of hands. And I would say that there is probably, trying to visualize how I didn't count them, there was probably 12 that raised their hands, and I'm just kind of seeing hands around me. Well, and that was out of, this was a, regional meeting, there was probably, how many counties was probably there?
Could we label, or did we already do that? That's fine. We label this as Exhibit C, and what would be in order, I believe, is a motion to accept the listing of properties that the county collector sold at fourth year tax sale.
Move to accept Exhibit C, 2.1.
The advantage for the county on not publishing these in this year is adding an extra, because we're not getting a cut cost.
Discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Would you look that approved?
Thank you, sir. Very good to talk to you. Thank you, gentlemen.
don't know what we're talking about. Sewer needs and funding process procedure. There's we're back to board appointments. We have you have brought up Peter Z.
Yeah, and I just want to bring that to your attention.
Do you have a recommendation? Do you want to move?
Well, because of the nature of the conversation, I just say not make the motion. I have no objection to the motion. That motion been made.
We have two positions on PNZ. Swan Township, which expired 12/31/13, and we've had for some time an open position in the Branson Township.
Right.
Both of which the individuals need to live outside the appropriated limits of those cities. And then fall within the political township, which are up here.
Do we know that Austin meets those qualifications?
He served before out of the same in this township changed. You know what? I guess we did have a census deal, didn't we?
He lives up in here somewhere, right?
I didn't even worry about that.
Oh, I thought he did.
I thought he lived in the Tainville area, but I wasn't sure.
So we hold that one off and we'll check and see if they
have where they live?
Yeah, and we didn't. Did we change border lines when we did our census, you know?
No. Our political township lines weren't changed.
Right, but they could have been. That was a discussion we had.
I am thinking, I know that precinct lines are the jurisdiction of the county clerk or the election authority, but I don't remember about township lines.
There was asked.
I don't think they are, but
maybe. But remember, Donna asked if the county commission wanted to authorize her to have a survey line of the different eastern, western districts, precincts, or that there was discussion about those issues in an open meeting. And I don't think she got a vote from the commission on that. I don't know what the reasoning was. I don't think it's been too long. I can't remember why we didn't change or if it was supposed to.
We want to put off the P&Z?
Well,
discussions? We've got 7 or 8 different boards here. Am I waiting to talk about them? I have no druthers.
I don't care. The only problem is having a quorum. We need that Branson district because we haven't had it for some time. Did the gentleman that you brought up once, what about that? Does he live in or out? Or he lives with him, so then.
Something that we have a
meeting in the morning.
Hmm? we have also enterprise, an enhanced enterprise zone. We have a board member whose term is expiring. I had a call placed to that board member this morning, and she got interested in sort of continuing. This is something that may get active in the course of the next year, 18 months. I think it's wrong to me. I'm just bringing that up. You know,
right,
you've got different names out there. People that are
right, are there other people that know about the opening? I mean, this is the way this usually happens. He gets up time for reappointment, and we find out that somebody wants to be or not to be reappointed at the very precise time that we're supposed to be making the appointment, and so it ends up leaving us in a scramble to try to find somebody to, either you have too many, you don't have any.
Also on this board, I had Ken place a call and asked Jonas if he had some recommendations. So he may weigh in on that. That's what this was about.
Okay.
DOE, gentlemen, we have two individuals that have served in the last couple of years who serve on DOE with the three county commissioners. Those are Jeff Jackson and Randy Casey. And if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Casey has just moved and is moving to another state. I think Jeff Jackson has been a very good DOE member, and he would have my support. Obviously, if we don't appoint him, he won't be on it. But
he would have mine because he adds the
appraiser,
and it brings lots of questions directed toward him according to appraisal law. And
did you ask anybody in mind that might sit on that board that would be, or is that one that we also, because that just came to my attention also.
We need another one.
Yeah, if we're going to go with Jeff, and I'm personally up for that.
Well, I'm ready to make a motion on him.
As long as he wants to do it.
Yeah, and I really haven't re-asked him.
Norfolk has zero discussion.
Yeah. If he wants to do it with his expertise in the appraisal business, I'm going to make a motion that we reappoint him, and he can either deny or
A motion is made, seconded, to reappoint Jeff Jackson to the DOE board for the 2014 term. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
You know anybody over that way, Brandon, that's showed you? The reason I say that is because it's awful handy to have appraisal type people sit on those boards.
I wonder if, although he may have his bill on boards, I think I will have his he was on BOA on those things. He would have any interest in that. He was saying he was a strong member of that BOA.
I had
to deal with the city about it also.
I had mentioned once and then had let this slip away from me because of years. The years we came up of Sam Rose from
Hollister.
He's a good, fair, honest man, and will give you a good, straightforward opinion on those. And he's a certified appraiser. you want to try to make that phone call, Brandon, or tell him. He talked with me about that once, and I ought to be whipped. I didn't whip, but I kind of let it slip my mind until we just got through.
Well, that's not the reason you should be tied up.
Well, I know, but I mean, that'd be one good reason to get into the lash.
You put that in bold,
no, he's willing to be.
Yes.
Hoss whip. Now, I'm to be sure of the right angle on there. Hoss whip.
The guy's name you mentioned earlier for another position. So that he's interested about the DOE takes a chunk of time. Depending on whether or not it's a reassessment, we're going to need 2 weeks or we're going to need 5 weeks.
You almost have to have an independent individual worker, I mean, that has either his own business or has some time that he can get loose and free. And I know that it's very busy, but I do know that Jeff missed very, very few meetings that we had, so that works out great. The reason Sam was come to mind.
What's that, the next guy?
Tom, I forgot about him. He asked about being on
P&Z.
P&Z, because I'm not sure. I think he's in Kirbyville.
I saw them where they moved to. But when they came back, where they?
They live right there at Hilltop Store.
So if I'm not mistaken, he's an engineer.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen him. I think I got a glimpse of him at Stevens Funeral, but I haven't talked to him in years. Other than he called to let me know if he'd be interested in P&Z. We serve on the Branson P&Z board. But I explained to him the stuff on township.
Yeah, lived. You know, I'm not sure if he's. Is there, how's the ruling on that? Can they be? There's no township or village or
for
P&Z.
That's done by political township.
Okay.
So we follow those political township lines. That's the 8 areas that we can choose from.
Do we have anybody for that particular area, or is there
on
Kirbyville?
Yeah.
Oh, Ronnie's on there.
We've got Ronnie Melton, Mike Schofield, Steve Adams, Dave Stewart, Rick Treese, Ray Edwards, Jim Bronner. Did we just put him on there?
That's the first time I've seen his name.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. He was replaced by Rick Cabell. And the position Sean Pingleton had is vacant, but he went on BOA.
Right.
So Ronnie has that Scott Township position.
Yeah, he's the chairperson, too, isn't he?
Teresa's the chairperson.
Well, that was a switch from last year.
No, Ronnie's the chair of Parks.
Oh. Yeah.
So we're going to continue to thank you guys for the DOE.
Aren't we